Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a special update for you on Whispering Ponies Ranch, Skywatch TV's charitable ministry where lost and suffering children come to the theater of the outdoors and experience love, hope, rehabilitation, and an introduction to Jesus Christ. The founders of Whispering Ponies Ranch join us right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. How many of you know what this week's episode is all about? That's right, and we're going to reveal some big news from the ranch. But first, let me introduce Dr. Thomas Horn. And, of course, founder Juanita Horn. We've got some very interesting reveals today for our audience at home and for those that have been supporting over the last several years Whispering Ponies Ranch, the work that we do there to minister to these kids that have been pulled out of everything from sex trafficking to broken homes where the foster care system has had to step in and remove children from abuse that goes beyond some of your wildest imaginings. Yeah. And Tom, the work that's done there every year when we host these summer camps, we bring these children in, they go through rehabilitation, they get to interact with therapeutic animals. We have a new petting zoo available now that Kate, my daughter, she's out there in the audience, has helped foster and develop. Miniature goats, the least threatening animals that you could imagine on the face of the earth, but they serve a psychological role in helping children that are otherwise shut down, that don't want to interact with adults. They don't want to interact with people because all they've ever known is suffering and abuse. They serve this almost catalyst, a mediator between the child and their counselor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because children know that animals inherently have no agenda to abuse them.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some of that psychology and some of what's done at Whispering Ponies Ranch, why we have all those animals, and also amenities. Maybe we'll mention our zip line, our rock wall. But these kids are brought, as Wayne Tesh says, to the theater of the outdoors where the Holy Spirit can do what he does in the presence of a Bible camp type environment where they're introduced to this character called Jesus and they're offered hope and they're affirmed and they're told, you have great value. You're a 10 out of 10. You're a leader. You're a champion, right?
Yep.
And that's just not something they get from the environments that they've been removed from. Mm-hmm. For those, Tom, unfamiliar, before we launch into some of our big announcements today, what do you believe viewers unfamiliar with Whispering Ponies Ranch would want to know about what we do there?
Yeah, well, you know, this goes back to Wayne Tesh. You mentioned he's the founder of the Royal Family Kids Camp, so the largest camping operation of its kind in the world. Mm-hmm. And I would also want our audience to know that these specialized camps, they're not like general youth camps, meaning that you always have to have what they call two eyes on. They're always in the presence of two different counselors. Mm-hmm. Everybody has criminal background checks, so these children are never left in a vulnerable situation.
Right.
The other thing that Wayne always says when he's giving presentations on this is that we are ministering to children whose nightmares are real.
That's right.
Yes, these are kids that have been locked in dog cages and starved, actually, for 2-3 weeks at a time, almost dead before they're rescued. There's a new documentary
that's
actually being produced right now on the Whispering Ponies Ranch in particular, and one of the women who is interviewed in that film, Samantha Orr, she was the worst case of abuse in Missouri history.
Right.
And her story is difficult to listen to because you can't even imagine how this kid survived.
No.
But she did, and she wound up taken away from her parents, and she winds up in a Royal Family Kids camp where she meets who will become her future mother. And the story has a glorious ending. She's actually one of the coordinator counselors at a camp at Whispering Ponies Ranch today. So lives can be changed, and intervention does work. And therapy, especially like at the Whispering Ponies Ranch where we're using multiple kinds of animals.
Right.
You mentioned a moment ago that your daughter and Nita, of course, are building the new petting zoo. Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of clinical studies that show the therapeutic benefits of contact with animals. It's almost a mystical thing, but I don't mean that in a new age way. I mean it in a creation way, that what God has made. And so these animals are a very powerful tool. But the whole purpose behind Whispering Ponies Ranch is to provide a place where these kids and their counselors can come at no cost. See, this is one of the things we learned right away.
Right.
with the Royal Family Kids Camps is what is prohibitive is the money that it costs to pay to go to a campground. So each child might cost between $500 to $1,000 a week each. Yeah. And then in addition to that, you have to pay for the counselors to be able to go there. So what our vision was is to build the model for Royal Family Kids Camps and now also Teen Reach. Picks the kids up when they age out of Royal Family and takes them all the way up through 18 and continues that mentoring process in their lives. So we wanted to create this model where these camps can operate at no cost whatsoever. Expert food services. We've been told it's the best food in any camp, anywhere, even if you are paying. Best food service, all kinds of amenities like the swimming pool, the rock wall, the zip lines. You actually pre-record Skywatch TV shows so that you can spend those weeks during the summer out there officiating because you were the most highly qualified guy in the state of Oregon at one time over high courses and zip lines and pools and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what I didn't know at the time, Tom's referring to 20 plus years ago, we did this once before as a family for the Assemblies of God at a place called Camp Davidson. And that was actually, we're not going to cover this whole story, how God brought Wayne Tesh back into our life, as you mentioned, him being the founder of Royal Family Kids. But 20 plus years ago, we did this once before.
Yeah.
That was where we met the organization Royal Family Kids and got to see firsthand what they did. We didn't at the time have, you know, the kind of amenities that would allow for the interaction with animals. That was something that Nita, of course, brought full circle over the last couple of decades and then is incorporated into what we're doing at Whispering Ponies Ranch. So, Nita, let's get you in on this because you, you know, years and years go by. Your love for horses never changed. I remember growing up under you, and we would live at different residencies, and she would fall in love with horses and have maybe this moment in time where she would get a horse on a couple of acres, but then they would be called into the ministry again, and now they're going to go be traveling evangelists, and she would have to rehome, and and years would go by, and here's another acre, and she's going to go get, you know, gets a horse and sets up the whole thing, and now she's going to live the dream, and you always said you wanted to hang your skillet, and that became a running family joke, because this was 40 years of rehanging the skillet. But about a decade ago, something started to change. God finally started to show you a more permanence to your situation in terms of where you were going to live. My dad had retired for the 67th time. And
well, back then, I think it was the 40th.
Yeah, we were in the 40th time that he had retired.
Still the 40th.
Yeah. All joking aside, God starts to show you that your passion for horses wasn't always just about the fact. You always knew there was something more to it than just your infatuation with this particular breed of animal. God starts to reveal to you that these can be used in hospice-type applications.
Yeah.
So she's taking them in hospice-trained miniature horses, taking them into places, hospitals, visiting the elderly. She starts taking them into residential care homes, visiting the elderly. And there's this huge season of ministry where that's taking place. But then you discover, wait a minute. It dawns on you this could be done with children. And Tom's long-time dream of eventually doing something like a Whispering Ponies Ranch starts to come into clarity. We start using the land that God had offered to the ministry as something to be allocated to build Whispering Ponies Ranch. I give you so much credit, Mom, for keeping the vision alive, even when it didn't look crystal clear and how it would eventually manifest, what it would look like. But your passion for horses and your belief that someday, somehow, maybe they could be involved in ministry. And honestly, you guys know this. Almost every good thing that we have as a ministry today and as a family comes from my mom, who was obedient to the Lord to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, and the rest of us just playing catch up. Is that not true?
Yeah, that is true.
And I know that you don't like being bragged upon, trust me. That's why I waited until we're doing a national television broadcast to do it. But it needs to be stated for the record, because that's the truth. But, Mom, your passion for horses has become this thing called Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Yeah.
We get to see every year the kids that come to our facility. And again, I mentioned earlier, they're shut down. Kids often, it's their first camp, their first anything away from home. And you cannot imagine the level of trepidation. You cannot imagine how shut down, how unwilling they are to talk to people they don't know. It is the introduction to these animals that gets them talking.
Because
they don't want to talk to their counselor, but maybe if there's a pony or a petting zoo animal, a miniature goat, a miniature cow, they'll start asking questions. And there is the beginning and the introduction of dialogue. That's an oversimplification. But what do you see happening at Whispering Ponies Ranch every year, and in particular, the relationship between the children and these animals?
Well, just what you said, these kids, some of them step off the bus when the bus arrives afraid of everything.
Yeah.
And they don't know who to trust or can they even trust. They don't even know what it is. They have, their trust is so broken, they don't even know what that means. But when they come into these little animals, we've had little girls especially tell us that they have told their secrets to our horses.
Yes.
And you know what? That's really something.
Yeah.
Because secrets to girls are so important that those be kept quiet. Mm-hmm. But they know that little horse is never going to tell. Even if it could talk, it would not, because they have that innate trust. But in doing so, they start learning, okay, there are things in life that can be trusted. Mm-hmm. In the background, they're also singing these little songs. Mm-hmm. They're getting these little puppet shows that reinforce everything that the camp is about.
Yeah.
And so it cycles through something. And what I love about this is that God puts within the hearts of all people, whether they want to admit it or not, a desire to know Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're born with it.
Yeah.
But they search for that because they don't know how to get there. So this is the very beginning of learning how to trust and how to find God. And that is a life changer, as we found out in Samantha's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she gave her testimony, I was blown away, and I know we've not heard the half of it.
No.
You know, she kept it very easy for us to hear. And with these little animals, I think that's, we've seen that a lot, where then they'll start asking questions about the animal. But then before you know it, they're like, you're in conversations with these kids.
Yeah. It's the icebreaker.
And then when they leave, they don't want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stay there and become part of what it is.
Yeah.
And we've had lots of these little kids say, when I get old enough, I'm coming back to work here.
And we're planting that seed, too.
We are.
When I could see that the kids were starting to see Friday coming, and they're already like pre-despairing the fact that they're going to go and leave the camp. And I'll say, well, you know the secret, don't you, to coming back forever, right?
I can come back forever?
There's a secret. I can come back forever? No, this is legit. I did this over and over again. I said, you have to be a counselor. And then, of course, this provides the triple benefit now of affirming them as a leader.
Yes.
I can see it in you. You got this. You could be, I could see people following you. You're a great leader. What a champion. What a warrior. What a winner.
So
you know,
strong.
You're so strong. You're so smart. When you see this unfold hour by hour, and you're in these long seasons of multiple weeks that accumulate to be the vast majority of the summer, you get to see 1,000 Samantha Orrs come through a ministry like Whispering Pony.
Well, and it's because they also follow up. So it's not like they just come for a week of camp, now they're gone, see you next year. The counselors, the churches, the people that are involved continue to follow up with those kids, to be available to them. And quite often, by the way, the child gets adopted by someone who is a counselor at their camp, which was also part. Again, we're running out of time here in a minute, but there was also a key part for Anita. She had bought a historic farmhouse here in Missouri for us to move into.
Yeah.
That house burned down in 2011, and it burnt completely down.
Yeah.
Anita was out there digging through the rumble, and tell the audience what happened.
Well, I was out there, this was like a day or two later when it was still smoldering, so it had to have been right away, and I was cold enough I could dig without getting burned. And so I'm out there just with a stick digging through something, and
you're trying to
find
pictures or anything that might have survived this. Yeah.
And I found a few trinkets that were half charred. They're on a shelf, just I don't touch them because they could still crumble.
Yeah.
But in the background, I've got my head digging around, and I hear what sounds to be a busload of kids screaming, help me, somebody. And if I was to scream to the extent that I heard it, I would blow the speakers.
Right.
So I'm going to keep it calm. But they were screaming, help me. Will someone please just help me? Help me. And it was different voices, like a whole busload of kids screaming. I got up and I looked around, because I live right there at the time by the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Not a car in sight. Nothing. And I thought, oh, that was kind of weird. Well, I don't even know why I heard it. So I go back to my digging, and then, I'm not kidding you, a couple of minutes later, I hear this again. I find it amazing that it was a school bus. A school bus, or a bus, whatever, a big busload of kids. Penny's in the audience, and she can attest to that, because her and I played this little game about this by writing stories back and forth to try to figure out what this meant. But these kids are just screaming, screaming, screaming. So I got to tell you, the first camp that we had, now this is very hard to talk about, but that very first camp that we had, and the school bus for the first time come into our camp, and all these little kids started getting off, their faces, their mouth was not speaking, but their faces was screaming, please somebody help me. I could hear those screams all over again, and then I realized that this was what we were supposed to do. And I'm telling you, these kids, they get off the bus, mm-hmm. they're screaming in their heart, they're screaming in their, they're not verbally.
No.
You can see their body language is just shaking with fear. But by the time they leave, some of these kids have scaled the rock wall. Some of them have driven ponies. Some of them have found something, like a rock in their life that they can come back to and hold on to. And Samantha is a testimony to that.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to provide.
Yeah.
And it may not be every little child, but I want them all. I'll claim them all. But I'll take what I can get.
We are standing in the road. We are standing in the pathway where these children are at a crossroad in their life. They've been rescued. And by the way, you might see where there's petitions right now for governors to begin investigating children's services in different states because they've become the hub of some of the biggest trafficking.
Yeah, they have.
Which is just
missing children.
Which is mind-boggling. So these kids go from a very bad situation into a potentially worse situation, and they are saying, somebody help us. But Joe's right. Yeah. By the time they leave that week of camp, they're not screaming, somebody help us. They're like, don't let me leave. Keep me here.
I
want to
come back. I'm coming back.
And anyway, in a nutshell, that is what the Whispering Ponies Ranch is. We make it available at no cost, so there's never any limit on the number of kids in a community. And Nita has gone to the Royal Family Kids Camp's main webpage and found out that every single Royal Family Kids Camp that is being operated in a 4-state area within 100 miles of us are all now coming to the Whispering Ponies Ranch. So it is a very worthy ministry that God established first in Nita's heart, and then all the rest of it just came together for the rest of us. And we really do believe, and we've been told over and over, that it is now the premier camping operation. And Nita and I, of course, started out, we had, you know, we were going to come here, build a big house, set up the fences, release the dogs, right? All of that thing. And then God really got in our heart. We've gave the big house I built her for retirement back to that ministry.
Right. Well, that's why I had joked earlier about your 60th retirement. But when we first started the ranch, it's important to kind of demonstrate every year there's been growth at the ranch. We started off, it was a couple of facilities and a field.
Right.
And they did a lot of their own games. But then the next year, you know, we had a chapel because we realized that dual-purposing a gymnasium with a chapel takes a lot of time to tear chairs down and three.
Yeah.
Then the next year, now there's an indoor swimming pool. And then, you know, the following year, now there's a zip line and a rock wall. And so,
and this year, because what we called it the Friends of the Children.
Right, right.
Yep,
last year, we asked if people would join the Friends of the Children, make a one-time donation to help us build a playground. They did. They stepped up. They helped us do that. We just had a banquet in which about 100 or so of those people were able to come to the Whispering Ponies Ranch. And everybody was just blown away, including by seeing the imagination of what we're now building and where it's going next.
That's what I was teasing, because when I first wanted to set it up, that every year there has been growth, and every time you guys have had an idea, a vision for what could be, it starts off as an idea, you'll come before the public, you'll do something like we're getting ready to talk about now, where you bring the vision and you provide people with an opportunity to partner with you to do something, to build something, to bring something into the ranch that's new to these kids every year. Right. And that was kind of what I was getting to, but I wanted to first demonstrate chronological buildup so that now we can talk about your next vision in the pipeline. Right. Because for those that have been at the ranch, or for those that are seeing the B-roll on this episode that are showing some of these things that have been added, recently you've brought animatronics in. How many of you have been to like Knott's Berry Farm, Anaheim, California, or maybe Silver Dollar City, Branson, Missouri? Have you ever been in a theme park where they have a Western-themed area with animatronic blacksmiths building something and guys pulling ropes and loggers sawing things? And you've seen, right?
And little towns like the General Marketplace.
Yeah. About a year ago, Mai says, I think we need a Western town. And, of course, he's my dad, so I have no doubt that this is going to happen if he's got it stuck in his head, right? And here we were last, so that would have been just a little over a year. This last summer, he's already got the first several of the mock shops, little Western town faux buildings where it's mostly like a Universal Studios prop that from the front sides looks like a little blacksmither's shop, and you've got this little antiquated, looks like a country store right next to it, little animatronic singing to the kids as they arrive and go through this little adventurous ride through the forest on a people mover, and they're playing banjos, and of course you're seeing this on the screen, but we're using a people mover. And Tom, you have an idea about how to take these kids through that adventure that might be a bit of an upgrade.
Well, it's actually been a dream for me and Nita ever since we started building the Whispering Ponies Ranch, and that is to bring in what they call a trackless train. So it is a train, but it doesn't run on tracks. It runs on just great big dually wheels that are underneath this train body. The one we're looking at now has a smokestack. You can add all the sound effects. And, of course, Joe, we're going to expect you to do the voiceover that will play through the PA system where it'll say, "Board," you know, and all that. It's got the little bell. Now, why would we want that? Because anything and everything we can do to spur the imagination in creative ways, and there is a certain level of entertainment, but it's also very practical, meaning that if you've ever been to the Whispering Ponies Ranch, it's 300 acres, especially what we call grandma and grandpa, the older people that come and serve as counselors for these children.
Yeah.
Because
you're
trying to create a sense of family. So you have people that come across as an uncle or a sister or whatever, and there's grandparents there too. Well, you can't expect them to walk, you know, a mile to go from one building over to the lake. So you have to have a way of transporting. This year we learned that the people mover that I had bought, sometimes it's being maxed out. They have to split the groups in half. It just won't hold enough people.
And the suspension on it,
it's a hard ride.
It's a difficult ride.
But it got us through the first few years. But now we're looking at wanting to buy a trackless train. So make a long story short, for the last over a year, we've been doing intense research. I talked to most of the major mall train builders, the trackless trains that you'll see like at a big mall or outside on a parking lot. And we discovered that none of them build anything that would work for us. Why? Well, because we're not driving around inside of a mall in a circle.
We're
going up 11% grade. We're on gravel roads.
Yep.
So we had to have something a lot more powerful. One of those like Wattman trains that build the small mall trains, they serve another company that's overseas. Those trains start at right around $200,000 and go up from there. And then there's import fees to get them here. And it was beyond. Nita and I just could not afford to do it. Well, here's a long story short. We learned here about a month ago that Walt Disney Corporation had purchased one of these $250,000 trains. Beautiful train. And, you know, it's Disney.
It's so Disney. So
every possible sound system,
yeah.
The tracking system, braking
yeah.
systems, everything about it was Cadillac. The one thing that they didn't think about, right, this is a manual transmission train. So they buy the train. We've even got film of it being pulled down one of Disney's streets, right, with all the lights on, bells and whistles. They learned quickly that they only had one old guy that was working in that part of Disneyland that could drive a stick. You know, a manual transmission.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's like a big oops. The millennials and whoever else is working for us, they don't know how to drive this thing. They got to have an automatic transmission. So they immediately traded it back in, got their automatic transmission train, and we now have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to skip import fees and to buy this train at half the price Disney paid for it, actually a little less than half of what they paid for it. And it will do everything we want. It's a big, powerful train. It'll haul upward of almost 100 people if we want to.
Oh, wow.
So Nita and I have committed to buying the most expensive part of it, which is the locomotive. But again, because these are Cadillac coaches that pull behind it, it's another $50,000 to get the coaches, and her and I just don't have the money to do it. And we don't have a lot of time to make a decision around it either. So that's why we're here today. We just came back from this trip, and I wanted to put that forward. There are people out there who do support this ministry. New people learning about it may want to support this ministry. So we need to raise $50,000 in a very short period of time, or we may not be able to purchase the complete train.
Right. Now, the coaches, I want to add, are custom designed for the engine. So that, and he can explain better how that works with the wheels.
Well, the steering system and everything. You don't even got to look behind. You can drive around trees, and they're made to follow perfectly in step. Also, this is ADA equipped for children with disabilities.
Perfect.
So it is literally a once-in-a-lifetime. Now, how would we do that? You can think of any kind of combination, from 10 people donating $5,000 each. That would do it. You know, 20 people at $2,500. People who can't do that could send in any amount. And if enough people responded, we could raise that money mm-hmm. in time to get this train. There is another person that's interested yes. in it, but because of who we are, Luc Gomier, who is the owner, at one time was the largest trackless train builder in China. Came here to retire, but like all good entrepreneurs said, you know, forget this, I'm bored. So I started doing it again, then COVID shut him down. But the bottom line is, we, you know, one deep pocket supporter could just pay for it for us.
Right.
Two people that donate $25,000 or, you know, an army of people sending in $35.
Right.
But yeah. we need this right away if we're going to get this train, and it would be the last major piece of equipment that we need to buy for the Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Right. And the people that have followed this ministry will be able to see, like Tom said earlier, we just finished a playground. Mm-hmm. from this last summer season that just a year ago was just an idea. It was just yep. a dream. So if you watch what Tom and Nita do, they put forth a vision, they get people to partner with them who believe in what they're doing, and then they make absolutely good and deliver. And that was one of the comments we got at our banquet over and over and over again yeah. from guests was, we can't believe that all of this has happened in just a short run of about 5 or 6 years. If you believe in what we're doing at Whispering Ponies Ranch and you want to help support what we're doing there and you believe in this vision for the choo-choo train for these kiddos, mm-hmm. what you're going to do is go to skywatchtv.com. You're going to notice at the very top of the website, there's a button that says donate. If you click on that, it'll take you to another screen that is a basic paragraph, the overview, the mission statement of Whispering Ponies Ranch, with another giant red button that you can't miss that says donate. When you click that, it's going to take you to the skywatchtvstore.com where all of those donations are received. You'll see a variety of options where you can sponsor a pony or learn more about our VIP or see an image that says fund the train. You're going to click on that and make your donation of any amount. And again, if you believe in this vision, any amount will help us accomplish this very important goal for Whispering Ponies Ranch.
Yeah, so again, you know, this is what we are. This is what we do. God has put it in the hearts of others in the past to help us along the way. And yes, to brag a little bit, we are very good at using every dime
right.
for what it was intended for. And so I'd love in the future for people to see the train moving through the Whispering Ponies Ranch with these kids.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're all out of time, but we want to thank those of you that have supported Whispering Ponies Ranch over the years, who've continued to believe in the vision that mm-hmm. Tom and Nita and our family has put forth. And for all of those here in studio and on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.